Hi, my name is Rush Grippo. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Diane Kelter, who is my grandma. We're recording in Flower Mound, Texas. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Do unto others as you would want done for to you. Believe, have faith, and be honest, be fair, love great, love often, much. Family first, always family first, and appreciate everything that you have. Is this did you we kind of have a, do you want me to go into another room?
It's okay, that's fine.
Maybe
I got it,
so. Do you think okay, because it could be my Wi-Fi or something, you know?
Yeah, it's all good. What was your
childhood? So, you know, and enjoy life, mm-hmm. and try to be interested and interesting, and do work hard. Learn to get along with everyone. And because we're all different, we all have special things about us. Get to know people, and even though they might be different than you are, you'll always find something in common because you're a human being.
So,
anything that you try to do, do well, do your best.
Yeah,
and and then never be afraid to learn something. Don't be afraid to ask questions by embarrassment or because you think that someone will think poorly of you. Be confident in yourself because you're very special. And also be happy. And just do your best. I think I go to church. I like tradition. I like to share things that I like with the people that I love and my friends. So, and appreciate everything that we have.
Yeah.
So, and be grateful. And as I said, be loving. Even some days are going to be bad days, but that's part of living. It's not because you're a bad person and you're not getting your way. You're going to be fine. Everything's going to really work out. And just keep trying.
Yeah, I agree with all those.
I mean, I see that in you, and some days are going to be better than other days, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Just know that it's part of living. It's just part of life. So, you know, and if you really don't want to do something because you don't think it's right, don't do it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. If you, you know, believe in yourself, believe in what you believe in. And I think you're going to be very successful as far as living a good life. And don't forget to love hard, love often, and love much. Right?
Yeah. So what was your childhood home like? Like, who else lived with your house? What was like? Like, what was your best memory?
I had a very fortunate childhood. I had a father and a mother who loved each other very much. I have three brothers and a sister. I personally lived in many different states, and then my father moved us to Palo Alto, California, and we lived in a neighborhood where everybody knew each other. We rode our bikes, we went to church, we went to school. It was a really nice time. But we had family dinners every night when I was growing up, and we had chores. And we always had family traditions. Mm-hmm. And we enjoyed our holidays. We had, I didn't live with my grandparents ever, but they would come and visit. But my household and pretty much our neighborhood was very similar. We knew a lot of people who did the same thing. We went to church. That was very important in our family. Mm-hmm. And we always had great meals. My mom was a good cook, and my dad was. So, and my brothers and sisters and I got along well.
That's good.
Not perfectly. But we loved each other and respected what each one of us was doing. And my brothers had chores. I had chores, and it all worked out great. We mm-hmm. laughed a lot. We laughed a lot.
Yeah.
We did.
So, what was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
I beg your pardon, what did you say?
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid?
Well, when I was to do arts and crafts, I loved to read.
Wait, you cut out. Hold on. You cut out. Can you say that again?
I love to read. Did you get that part?
Yeah. So
is the connection bad again?
No, it's okay. It's good. It's good now. How many times did you move as a kid?
It's coming back.
Yeah. How many times did you move as a kid?
I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, and I was 9 years old when I moved to California, and I had been to 4 grammar schools.
That's a lot.
And then when I was in the 6th grade, I was like 10, I finally stayed in Palo Alto, but I had gone to lots of schools before then. And my parents moved. It was because of the job. Mm-hmm. It was always because of a job. And, we never questioned it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I grew up when I was born in St. Louis, and there was a lot of snow, you know? Mm-hmm. It was hot in the winter. I mean, very hot in the summer. And we used to go to Florida to vacation.
Yeah.
Drive in our car. All of us drove in the car. So it was really nice. And then when we got a little bit older, we went to California. We started camping.
Mm-hmm.
And I camped in every national park that we could possibly camp in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, one of the things that I did when I was growing up, I always sang in the choir. I really liked that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was a cheerleader. Well, and I played the piano. I started piano lessons when I was 5.
So
did you get that?
Yeah.
Did you get that part?
So who taught you how to cook? Like, because I know you make good food. So
pardon?
You Who taught you how to cook? Because you make pretty good food. So
Mimi. Well, I cooked a little bit when I was growing up, but not a whole lot. But when I went to college, we cooked in our apartment. And then when I married your grandpa, I was 19 years old, and I loved reading cookbooks, so I started cooking. And I only wanted to eat something that really tasted good, so that's how I started.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got interested in entertaining, and I always loved to set the table and have parties and good food. So that's how that happened.
So when you were growing up, like jobs you had growing up, what do you think, what was your most favorite and what was your least favorite?
Washing dishes was my least favorite. I had to wash the dishes before I could do my homework. And we didn't have a dishwasher. And there were 7 people eating every night. My favorite job, really, I used to babysit for money. And I liked it. I always liked the kids. They were always great. We had a lot of fun. You could play games, and and you were at somebody else's house, and they used to leave good cookies and snacks.
Yeah.
But I did like doing that. And when I was still in grammar school, there were a lot of little kids going to the grammar school. And I was the oldest in the group, so I used to walk all the little kids to school in the neighborhood. Yeah, we walked to school. And we played games, jacks with my friends, we rode bicycles, we did, you know, we had a good time. We had a really good time.
If you could have had one job, like any job you wanted, like didn't matter what it was, if you could have one job, what would have been?
Well, do you call being a mother a job, having a job?
Yeah, I'd say that.
That was my favorite. I love being a mom.
If you could have had one job, that you'd definitely stay being a mom.
You know what? When I got paid, I worked at a department store, and then I worked at the telephone company, and I worked in the business office and ran the teletype machine that transferred money all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still, I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also, I also taught religion.
Oh, really?
To poor children. I did.
Interesting. I never knew that.
And you learn a lot about, going to Catholic school, everybody does something for someone else. And that was one of the things that I was interested in doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. I like teaching. And but if you're really just talking about a job or a chore, I mean, those things were never chores for me. I liked them. Mm-hmm. I liked them. I did.
So what if you could talk to your teenage self right now, what would advice would you give them?
If I could talk what?
If you could talk to your teenage self, what advice would you give them?
To listen more, to listen, and to study hard, and to do things that you like to do. Be happy, and it was a fairly simple life rush. We weren't looking to being any place, just being happy where we were. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, I wasn't exposed to a lot of alcohol or drugs or any fighting, anything like that. So I was fairly sheltered. Mm-hmm. And I love to go, you know, to music concerts. I like to do all those things. I like to sing in the choir. I like to do all those things. But my advice is to participate in living. And then be with your friends and enjoy them. And respect your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. Because they love you more than anything, and they really do know what they're talking about. So that's what I did, even though I didn't always do everything they ask, but I mm-hmm. tried. I did.
Yeah.
You know. And so, to follow, you know, the rules of the house, they really weren't hard. Mm-hmm. It was, as I said, it was a family. Yeah. We just, we worked together and we played together. Mm-hmm. That's what we did. And each of us had our own job. I mean, my job was going to school, right? Mm-hmm. That was my job.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, and as I said, getting paid. And sometimes when I babysat, I even got paid to clean the house for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I didn't mind. I was very active.
So can you tell me about a historic event that had an impact on your life? Like, what? How did it make you feel, and what are your most vivid memories of it?
A historic event. Well, to be honest with you, the biggest historic event happened when Grandpa and I was 19, and we were driving up to Fort Benning, Georgia, and we went through Mississippi, and the riots were going on. Mm-hmm. And we went through Texas, and on the way to Fort Benning, Georgia, and I'd never been in states where it had to do with racial strife. I'd never been to states where there were only black bathrooms and white bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And those were really historic times.
Mm-hmm.
And that impacted me very greatly about how even luckier I was.
Yeah.
To have been so fortunate, how I was born, where I was born, and who my parents were, and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because these people had really horrible, horrible things happened to them. And even though you read about history, and then not long after that, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things most really intense. Impacted mm-hmm. my life.
Yeah. So, What is one of your happiest memories of your life?
It was fun to have birthday parties when I was growing up. My mom always gave everybody birthday parties. And I loved being in the glee club and playing the piano. I accompanied the glee club and when I was in high school. I went to, when I was a very little girl. I'm going backwards. Are you going to fix this all up?
No, it's all, it doesn't have to be in order or anything. It's all good.
Okay. When I was a little girl, I took tap dancing lessons. And I was 5 and 6 years old. And I danced on the showboat in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. Our dancing classes, and I did a solo with another kid, and we tap danced on, and that was kind of fun, you know?
Yeah.
And then my next one, going to prom, getting married, and having my first baby.
Auntie, yeah.
That was the truth. All those kind of things go together.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think you've lived life to the fullest?
Well, that was just the beginning. Just what we talked about were just...
Well, yeah.
They were all stable things. I was raised in a very stable household, and I believe, and went to schools that gave me a good background. So I think I was prepared to live life, and I've always had a lot of energy, so I wanted to experience everything I could. So I do believe that I've really had a lot of experiences and lots of living, and I certainly have participated in every single thing I've ever done. I didn't sit on the sides, and I will tell you this, I have never had a boring day in my life.
That's a great thing.
Not one boring day, Rush. Nothing. Every day, there's always something. Even if you have a sad day, you know, I mean, even if it's not a perfect day, even if you've got a bunch of things you're worried about, it's just all part of living. So, yeah, I've always put one foot in front of the other to do my best.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if there's anything else. And as I said, I've loved hard and I've loved long. So I feel I've had a really good life, and I hope it keeps going on.
Of course.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, but yes, I have been one of those human beings that, have been very fortunate.
Mm-hmm. So, this is going to be the last question, but, so...
Did I answer that okay?
Yeah, of course. That was fine. How would you like to be remembered as a person?
That I love my family with my whole heart and my whole soul. And that I was a happy person to be around and interested in people, and that I something. I participate, you know, I have always enjoyed people, and I've helped others, and I've enjoyed my life. And so I hope that people would say she did it all.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and loved it.
Of course.
But the people in my life and my family have made all the difference in the world. I mean, I've traveled. I've seen so many wonderful things. I've really been blessed. I really have.
Well, thank you for talking with me.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so excited for you about the band.
Thank you.
What I mean? I can't wait. I'm going to get to see you.
I know.
And so, let me know what I can do.
Okay.
Anything?
That
was great. All right. I love you a lot. And I love my children, my grandchildren. Don't forget to say that.
Love you.
Yeah. Bye. Love you, honey. Thanks for picking me. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.